Paramount offers interest-free financing for up to 2 years. Their outstanding inventory has many one-of-a-kind pieces for that special person in your life. Visit online at ParamountJewelers.com.
Hope Chapel has been providing caring and compassionate funeral and cremation services since 1902. And Hope Chapel is a proud sponsor of the Turkey Day game. Go Pioneers!
Mizzou football on KTRS is brought to you in part by Purina Pro Plan, fueling the athlete within your dog. Find Pro Plan at a pet specialty retailer near you.
Raising Cane's now open in Kirkwood. Their mission, to serve the perfect box, cooked to order, hot, fresh, and as fast as possible. Raising Cane's on South Kirkwood Road, directly in front of Target.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to
walk
in the shade,
in the shade,
with those blues on the rain. But I'm not afraid. This rover,
that's a mighty big banana.
Oh, so thank you. Uh-oh. Oh, boy.
I like when you play that banana thing. That's funny.
Go. Oh, boy. What happened?
What happened to the music? Oh, somebody been drinking. Give me some of that. Give me whatever you're drinking, Peon. We're Frank today.
I don't know,
Willie. I thought he was with you.
Yeah.
He was with me.
We saw him walking around here.
He was with me a while ago, a few minutes ago downstairs.
We saw him walking around.
How your cats doing today?
Great.
Super. Yes,
great.
Danny.
Yes, sir.
Danny, I heard you doing the Sammy Davis yesterday. Oh, that brought back some memories.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Willie.
You know, me and Sammy were good friends.
You were?
Oh, yeah. He was a wonderful guy. He did a lot of charity work, you know.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I got a little bit of laryngitis today, so...
You don't sound any different.
Well...
Laryngitis.
Laryngitis.
And... That's funny. I see what you did there. Oh. Even when I got this, I sound the same. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Little Peon, how you doing?
Very good, Willie.
How's that little boy, Archie? How Archie doing?
Archie's doing great. Thanks for asking.
About to turn 1 year.
He is. My, yes.
He walking yet?
He is not walking yet, no.
Pretty soon, he'll be walking. Yes, indeed, he'll be talking about you and me. And walking. Yeah. I can't remember the words of that song. It's a good song.
I think that was close.
Yeah.
What y'all want to talk about today?
What's that?
What y'all want to talk about? You want to talk about something?
Oh, what do we want to talk about?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, I don't know.
Then you got your harmonica.
A full moon?
You got your harmonica?
I do. I always have my harmonica.
You know
always.
What I'm thinking for Frank get here? We could do a Christmas song. What do you like? I'll sing it for you. What Christmas song you like?
Let's see. You want to do like White Christmas or something?
I love White Christmas.
Okay.
I'm a black man. I still love White Christmas. See what I did there?
Yes. I saw that.
Oh, easy.
Come on, man. Yeah, I'll sing it with you. Give me a key. All right.
Okay.
Give me an intro like that.
Okay. Da, 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 da.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. Where the treetop listen and little children listen. They bad in the snow. I can't do no more. This is young people. Don't smoke. I can't even hold out no more. I got no lungs. I got no...
You got no lungs?
Well, you
oh,
know...
Oh, man.
I got them.
Really did some damage to you.
I got them, but they don't work too good.
Okay.
I got to go.
Okay.
Goggle me some salt water. Frank, come on in here. Here you come now. Come on in here, Frank.
You got to goggle some.
Thank you. Thank you, Willie. Willie the Blues Man. Yeah. Wow. I love it when he comes in.
You do?
Oh, I do. And I think a lot of people really do, too.
Oh, yeah.
Here's some emails. Dear Frank, where has Willie been? Oh. We love Willie the Blues Man. Will he be back soon? See, that kind of email.
Who wrote that?
Beverly Littleman. Beverly Littleman. Yeah. Thank you, Beverly. Well, here's another. This is just a couple of examples. There are at least 100 of them here. Dear Frank, a while back you had a guy on, I think his name was Willie or Billy the Blues Man or something like that. He was really interesting, and you could tell he had a long career in the smoky bar music business. I'd love to hear him on again. That's just two examples.
Yeah, I'd
like some thousands. That's from Leonard. I mean, his handwriting is horrible.
Oh.
Leonard Kurleman. Leonard Kurleman. Yeah, thank you, Leonard.
Liked him so much he couldn't even remember his name.
Thank you for the email.
Billy or Billy.
So, here we are.
Yes.
20. I'm thinking of Colin Firth. The 24th.
Were you and Willie hanging out?
Well, we had a couple of drinks together. Willie can throw them back, I'll tell you that. Here it is, the 24th day of November, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
That's right, it's the 3rd of June. I can never remember. That's for my daughter. There you go, Amanda. Now maybe the bit will make sense. So does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. I'd like to introduce Archie's dad. Archie's about to turn one pretty soon, 17th of December, I believe.
Yes.
Here's his dad, Angela's husband, the one and only Eon the Peon. Ian Geist, take it away.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You used the real name.
You're welcome. I did. I don't like it, but I don't like it.
I know you don't like it.
I like Peon better, but I'm in a good mood today to do nice things for people.
Oh, thank you.
Take it away.
That's very nice. I saw this today. I have one thing today, and for some reason, I've never heard a scientist or anybody from NASA explain this. Or
what, Uranus?
Has this ever happened?
Is this Uranus related?
Not Uranus. about sex in space. And if it's ever happened, have any astronauts ever utilized zero-G?
I thought they had done an experiment aboard the space station.
Well, according to NASA, there's no official policy on SpaceX, so
that means they've done it.
This documentary company did some research, and there's little research has been performed on the subject. So, I mean, that might mean there's... I don't know if an astronaut has ever come out and said they have tried... well, let's see. Oh, there was a married couple, apparently, that went up at one time on this article. But, so Neil deGrasse Tyson...
Well, if you're married, there's your answer right there. They didn't do anything.
Right,
that's
exactly.
Why they sent married people up there, because they don't want people having sex in space.
Neil deGrasse Tyson has a TV show. He's an astrophysicist. I don't know.
Mike,
have you ever
Mike
seen
Tyson?
Him? No, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Oh, no. No,
you've
never
seen him.
No.
He's very he's a great person to listen to because he's kind of like Scott Sherman in that he can break down Scott can break down legalese for the common man to understand. Neil can do that with science topics.
And his family owns the Neil Chicken.
That's right.
Company.
Hi, Neil.
You know what?
What?
You beat me too.
Oh, brother. Maybe it's time to hang it up if Dan finally beat you to a joke.
You laughed at the Mike Tyson thing, but I tell you something, you didn't know this. They sent Mike Tyson into space as an experiment, and a lot of people don't know this, to see what the effects of space would have, what effect it would have on your brain. Could you even spell your own first name? And they sent him up there, and when he got weightless and he was right there in the smack dab in the middle of space, Houston contacted him and said, all right, let's begin the experiment. Mike, spell your first name, Mike. Here it is, right?
A-R-A-M-I-R-I-M.
See, space messes your head.
Right.
It messes your head up.
Yes.
Mm. All right, go ahead.
So he has a show called Star Talk. It's on National Geographic Channel, and he covers the topic of sex in space. So I thought it'd be interesting just kind of hear him break
it down.
Well,
I think, Dan, do you think it'd be interesting?
I think it'd be very interesting.
I sure do. Let's hear it.
All right, here it is.
imagine zero G, where everything is floating. But that's not a prerequisite for being in space. If you have a rotating space station, by way of the centrifugal force of the rotating wheel, you can create any fraction of gravity you want, even 1G, which would be equivalent to Earth, right on that outer perimeter. So if you could be in space and on that perimeter in 1G, and it is no different than what you'd be doing here on Earth.
Now, I'll stop it there real quick. Did you know that? If you were up in the space station when it's spinning, and you're in the very outer parts of it, if it's spinning fast enough, they can recreate 1G, which would be like the gravity on Earth.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
So if you're going to do it, get against the wall.
So he's saying if you go to the perimeter, it'd be like having sex on Earth, but then he gets into the part if you're in the weightless part.
At all. But if you don't rotate up and you're sort of drifting towards your destination, you are weightless. And then everything is different if you're having sex in a weightless environment. You need things like straps.
Whoa.
There are probably some people who are fully equipped with this anyway, but I'm just saying you begin to see the manifestations of Newton's laws of motion. You're there floating in space, and then you move towards someone, and they just sort of bounce off. And then
that's what my wife does.
Movement is
and we got
preserved.
Gravity.
There's no friction. There's no friction.
So
if you want to sort of get together, stay together, you need something to like to keep you together during all the normal body movements.
Togetherness
that would characterize. Having sex in space. So, yeah, just bring a lot of leather belts to keep things strapped down.
Like we're going there.
Well, yeah, and so in this other article, they said this couple, Jan Davis and Mark Lee, they got married secretly 9 months before they went up in the space shuttle together. And since then, NASA has made a... rules forbidding married people to go up in space. So we don't know if this Jan Davis and Mark Lee were one of the first people to
I'm going to say yes.
That would be very interesting to try.
It would be interesting, but wouldn't stuff float around, if you know what I mean?
Well, that's disgusting.
I wasn't going to go there.
Dan always goes where we're not supposed to go.
Yes.
You know?
I mean, they have all those suction tubes and everything. I mean, they have the facilities to go to the bathroom, so I would think that wouldn't be a problem. And have you ever seen the Canadian guy, the Canadian astronaut that was up, I want to say, a few years ago? He did a lot of filming while he was up there, and I watched some of his stuff, and it was really neat because he covered just like the day-to-day life of the space station, and they already have all those like footholds throughout the whole thing, you know, just if you're standing somewhere.
Oh, no, they know exactly how to get around. They're used to it. But
so
that Gabby Gifford's husband's brother, his twin brother, has been up there over a year.
Yeah, I heard he's one of the first one to be up there that long.
I'd go crazy.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I don't know how I can handle that. But, so that's...
So when they go to the bathroom in the space station, they go, and it probably goes into some holding tank, and then do they just release it into space?
I don't know.
Wonder.
That's a good question. Or they have some
that
composting
is a good, that is a good
system.
Is there waste floating around in space? And if there is, someday some astronaut's going to get hit in the face with it.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't decompose. It's forever.
Let's go.
Well, I don't think you're ever out in space with your open face.
Well, if they're spacewalking or something, but the helmet is like.
I have a rare recording. I have a friend that worked at NASA. And you'll hear the fecal matter splatter against the astronaut's helmet while he's talking. I'll play it for you. I don't guess I'll get in trouble. No. My friend said this is to you and you only.
Top secret.
Yeah, and you'll hear him talking with another astronaut, and you'll hear the fecal matter flying that was in space. They didn't know it from another mission. Hit him right in the face.
Oh, wow.
In the helmet. Here you go. Let me turn it on here.
Okay.
Pretty good view of the Earth. As I look toward my left, I can clearly see the United States. Oh, what was that? What's the hell? Oh, my God. Oh.
Yeah, there it is.
Man, that's
wow.
That's an actual recording.
Man, or they probably have something in there that would dissolve it or something, maybe.
I thought that was funny.
Oh, here we go. So this is on the space. On Wikipedia, there's actually a page for the space toilet. It has its own page.
Oh.
But they said liquid waste is collected in 5-gallon containers, and then solid waste is collected in individual micro-perforated bags, which are stored in an aluminum container. And then full containers are transferred to, I guess, the other space station for disposal. So they
I'll never need any of that because I'm not going up there.
No. Would you go up in that thing, that plane that reaches the where you get to experience zero G's for like
I don't want to be. I don't want that. I don't want to be.
I would do that.
I think I'd get sick. I don't care about that because it cost a fortune.
Oh, that's I know. It's like $100,000.
Yeah. No, thank you.
But that was it. That's all it
is. Is that with luggage, too?
You know, who laughed at that? Dan. Dan laughed at himself. Dan, did you have anything?
No, I don't.
All right, let's close the works here. Folks, after the break, I'm going to play you something here, and then after the break, and I plugged it in. I hope it works, Peon. It's, you can see my cord here. I've asked Peon, and he graciously consented to have ready and standing by after the first break. Our first warning is of the Christmas season.
Ooh.
We do this every year, and I don't know why we're the only people that do it. And I got some interesting information for you about the foul-mouthed Brenda Lee and the Eartha Kitt recording. But before I do that, I want to play this. I was in the car the other night, and sometimes I don't know what I'll be listening to something, and I'll hear somebody, and I'll go to iTunes and just pull up what they've done. Now, I'm about to play you. I downloaded about 15 songs by this woman because I started listening, and I couldn't stop listening. And I knew she was a great singer, but I had no idea how great. Leanne Rimes. And of all the songs, she's got an album that was cut about 4 years ago called Lady and the Gentleman. And it's her doing songs previously recorded by men, like 16 Tons. And Waylon Jennings did Good Hearted Woman in Love with a Good Time. And, well, she does them. They're better than the original. It's unbelievable. Now, I also found where she did Crazy. That's a Patsy Cline. When you say Crazy, you think Patsy Cline. I'm going to tell you something. This is better than Patsy Cline. And this is Leanne Rimes. If she's ever in concert in town, I'm there. I'm there in the best seat I can get. I had no idea. Listen, what I'd like to do now is pretend that we're a music station. And this is, let me see, check this level here. Yeah, this is what we used to call walking up the records. Thank you for joining us on the Big Five, Country 550. This is the great Leanne Rimes song, really known for, well, Patsy Cline, but we got a new player in town. Here she is.
Crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy.
How about that?
Crazy for feeling so lonely.
Dan, would you have her in your band?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, listen to this.
Yeah.
Now, I'm in no way promoting Leanne Rimes. I mean, there's nothing in it for me. But let's take the song Tennessee Ernie Ford. Peon, do you know the song 16 Tons?
Yes.
Do, 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 do. Some people say a man. Okay, listen to that. You'd never think a chick could do that song and do it justice. You're wrong. Woman is unbelievable.
It's an upright bass.
Yeah. Once again, thank you for joining us. Country 550. Here's Leanne again.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood, skin and bones, a mind that that's weak and the back that's strong. You load 16 times.
All right, how about that? Now, one more.
That was actually way better than...
Oh, my goodness. Now, his... Waylon Jennings, and everybody knows this song. Only mama that walked the line. Wasn't that Waylon Jennings?
I don't know. I don't know that version.
Only mama that walked the line. Listen, I know you know this. Okay, how about here? I'll do this one. Everybody knows, including piano. Freddie Fender did a song called "Wasted Days and Wasted Nights." Yeah, you know that song.
Wasted days and wasted nights.
Well, okay. Listen to this. Better. Welcome back to Country 550. My name's Frank Finney. Glad to have you with us once again. And a fantastic music of the great Leanne Rimes.
Wasted days and wasted nights.
Dan, this is unbelievable. As a fan guy, listen.
I've left you behind.
I love her voice. Hey, I've always liked
this year in concert.
Belong to me. You belong to someone else.
You know who looks a little like Leanne Rimes?
Why should I keep
Leanne's wife,
you?
Yeah. Yeah, she's done that before.
When I know that you're not.
Now, I got to stop because I'll end up playing an hour. This is what I did in the car, and I ended up downloading like 20 songs, most of a couple of albums, because I knew that song, and I heard a couple other songs. I had no idea. This woman, and it's not just that, Dan, and I'm not a musician, it's the arrangement.
Oh, yeah.
The instruments and the musicians, and I'm telling you, I'm convinced that on three or four of these, Vince Gill is playing the guitar.
He might be.
So there you go. Leon, I cannot wait to, and I'm not a concert guy, but I'd go in a minute to see her. All right, we got to get caught up here. John Landoff is allowing me to do the honors today. They have some Black Friday specials, but you heard him yesterday. Let me grab them. I have them, and I thought, well, I hope I don't even need them. And maybe I don't. Maybe they're gone, because you heard him yesterday, and he said... They're for Black Friday, unless you're AM and the PM. If you're AM and the PM and you want to go in, they'll sell them to you now. And there are a total of 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15, from what I can see, 15 vehicles that have been specially marked for Black Friday. Let's take the three Chevy Sparks that have an MSRP of $14,600. Your price... AM and the PM, even before Black Friday, $10,900. That's a brand new Chevy Spark. All right, Equinoxes, they have two of these. Sticker price, $26,105. AM and the PM price, and Black Friday price, $22,495.
Oh.
Cruise, Chevy Cruise LT, five of these at this price. Sticker price, $22,470. Wow, listen to this. Black Friday price or AM and the PM price, $16,770. And four Malibu LTDs, sticker priced at $23,440. You can have them for $17,990. That is a Black Friday special only, unless you're AM and the PM, and it's yours today if you want to get in there. You still have time to go, and certainly, you know, they're open late tonight. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, I'm not big on pricing, but those vehicles at those prices are, I don't think, something you're going to find anywhere else. And like we always say, whether you're picking these vehicles up or another vehicle or a pre-owned vehicle, there are lots of places to do that. And lots of dealers have the same sort of things, but they don't have the staff at Johnny Landoff. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, this is a whole different buying experience. I know others say that. These people live it, breathe it. They don't just talk the talk, they walk the walk. Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 or 24/7 at Landoff.com.
Meet me.
Time for our look at traffic with Tim Weiland.
Good afternoon, Dan. So I was listening to you guys talking about the plane that goes up and down with no gravity. Hello,
yes.
Dan.
Yes, I'm here.
And I heard Frank at
on the show, Dan.
Yeah.
And I heard Frank say he'd probably get sick. You know what they named that thing, don't you?
What?
The vomit comet.
The vomit comet.
Oh.
Yeah. I'd get sick on it too. There's no way you'd get me on that thing.
You know, it's like I've had over the years, I've had two or three invitations to go up in one of those F-15s or something. No. And I'm a pilot, okay? I'm a pilot. I'm not going up there and doing barrel rolls and dives straight up. I'm not doing it because I don't, I can't even ride a roller coaster.
Oh, I know a couple of people that did that.
Oh, I'll tell you who did it and blew chunks immediately was John Larrabee.
Oh, yeah. And he's a pilot.
And he's a pilot.
I know.
Yeah.
And I, yeah, well, yeah, I know a couple
I flew with Larrabee. He didn't have to be a jet pilot to blow chunks with him.
Hey, you know, he's actually a good pilot.
Yeah.
Oh, he's very good.
Yeah, and I know because I am one, and when I would fly with somebody, I would watch them and see how good they were, and he was very conscientious and very good.
You know, I don't know, did you ever hear John when he was doing a report? He was the pilot, and he was also the traffic reporter, but he would be doing the traffic report, and he'd be going, well, yeah, on southbound 55, yeah, tower 52 Victor, we'll be with you. And he'd, right in the middle of a traffic report, he would go right to it, answering the tower. All right. Well, as far as traffic goes here, we've got we still have the problem downtown. You've got the southbound ramp from the Poplar Street Bridge to southbound 55 shut down, an overturned tractor trailer. Actually, only the right lane is getting through right now on westbound 64 on the Poplar Street Bridge. Now, westbound 70, we've got some slow traffic now between Jennings Station Road and Lucas and Hunt. Westbound 40, you're running slow approaching Kings Highway out through McCausland. You're heavy again from Clayton Warson to Highway 270. This traffic report is brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. This Black Friday through Cyber Monday at Firestone Complete Auto Care, get a $70 Bridgestone Visa prepaid card with the purchase of 4 qualifying Bridgestone tires. See store or drive a Firestone.com for details. I'm Tim Weiland for the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at premierheatingcooling.net.
Live and local.
And local.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Depend on it.
Are you suffering from sinus headaches? Sinus infections? Well, you don't have to live like that. You can actually get help. Dr. Karen Boone and MetroSinus.com. Dr. Karen Boone comes from a long line of family doctors, and she has a procedure that she will perform on you called in-office balloon sinuplasty. Now, sinus surgery used to be very invasive, but not anymore, thanks to Dr. Karen Boone. She will sit you down in her office in St. Charles, takes about an hour. She will enlarge your sinuses so they drain properly, and it's permanent. No more sinus headaches, no more sinus infections, no more waiting online with meth addicts for cold medicine. Solve your sinus problems for good. Call Metro Sinus, 636-685-8040. That's 636-685-8040 or MetroSinus.com. The great news is that it is covered by insurance. What are you waiting for? Solve your sinus problems for good. MetroSinus or MetroSinus.com.
Ready?
Hit it.
Molly, Josh, and Nicholas, come hear what I say. AT&T's got your back during the holidays.
Your turn.
Go phone plan is $40 a month after $5. Auto refill discount. What a time to be alive. Now you.
Talk, text, and data usage unlimited, I say.
Annual contracts, credit checks?
To these we say nay.
First 1.5 gigabytes at high speed are a whirl. You may yell out loud, AT&T mobilizing your world!
Really?
What?
Come in store and get a new LTE smartphone. Bring your family, bring your friends. Don't buy this alone.
$45 for first month and $5 discount applies. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to
128 kilobits per second.
Other charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price? Under $25 a month.
Call 1-800-979-3269 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-979-3269. 1-800-979-3269. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Donate your vehicle to Goodwill and receive a year of movies. Compliments of St. Louis's hometown theater, Werrenberg Theaters. Donating to Goodwill is so easy. It's tax deductible and towing is free. Donate your vehicle to Goodwill. Give the gift of hope and receive a year of movies. Call Goodwill 314-241-3464 and mention movies. For more information or to donate online, go to mersgoodwill.org.
Restrictions apply. While supplies last.
The secret to mastering Black Friday shopping is Kohl's. So right now at Kohl's.com, get Black Friday deals online, like 50% off toys, $7.99 after rebate kitchen electrics, and 70 to 75% off fine and silver jewelry. Shop new online-only doorbusters each day through Wednesday. Plus, only once a year, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. The best Black Friday ever is online now at Kohl's.com. Kohl's, select styles, see store at Kohl's.com for details.
Lions, Tigers, and football. It's Missouri football time, and what better way to celebrate than with a Lions Choice famous roast beef sandwich. Their mouth-watering sandwiches are seasoned to perfection and ready to tackle your hunger. Stop by any of their 24 area locations.
Hi, it's Martin Kilcoin. Join me and John Hadley Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. We'll break down the upcoming CBC High School versus Blue Springs football state championship game. It's the John Beal on the road to the football state championship show, 7 o'clock on Wednesday on KTRS.
All right, coming up, our warning about filthy Christmas music, because somebody has to do it. Apparently, after all these years, we've done this for at least 25 years. Nobody else wants to touch it. I don't get it. We'll do that in a minute. First Community Credit Union wants your banking business. I would love it if you give them your banking business and tell them that this show is the reason you're there. They are the exclusive sponsor every Saturday morning for the yard sale. It's the First Community Credit Union yard sale. It's 7 to 9 o'clock. If you listen to it once, you'll listen every Saturday morning. Paul Warner is the host, does a great job. And because First Community agreed to be the only sponsor, not a lot of commercials, 4 commercials an hour, every 15 minutes, a mention of First Community Credit Union. Now, they've done something, they've done this before, and it always gets people's attention. If you'll move your car loan from wherever it is, if it's not First Community, obviously, to First Community, they'll give you $100. There are no tricky, catchy disclaimers. That's it. They just give you $100. And you'll be glad you did it, because it's your introduction to a great place to bank. And you'll probably, as a good chance, you'll get a lower rate, which means a lower car payment. Fresh hot popcorn all the time, all year. 42 locations, the biggest credit union in the St. Louis area, and a great place to bank. And I do all my banking there and have for about 8 years. First Community, Credit Union, firstcommunity.com. Now, I get kind of worked up, and we all do here in the mm-hmm. studio when we get into this, because we still can't believe it. Now, the F word has become much too accepted. It's just people use it, but back in the 50s, 60s, that wasn't the case. That was about the worst thing. Well, Dan, you got hit in the face with a phone for saying it.
I know, I did. By my mom.
That's the kind of thing that would happen if a kid used that word. Used it. Which is why this is more shocking. Brenda Lee recorded Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree in 1958. She was 13. When you hear this song, it's a 13-year-old.
Wow. Okay?
And she is today still alive, and she's best known for that song. The song, by the way, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, was written by a guy named Johnny Marks, who was Jewish, but he wrote Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, he wrote Run, Rudolph, Run, he wrote Holly Jolly Christmas. A Jewish guy, Johnny Marks, great songwriter. Now, when they released Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee in 1958, they cut 5,000 copies and distributed them, and it was a massive flop. I'd like to think the reason was, maybe back then people heard it and said, well, she said the F word.
I know.
Not buying that. Tell your friends, don't buy it. It's got the F word.
Yeah, we're not buying this for our kids to listen to.
Yeah. And, now this is true. For a couple of years, they couldn't sell this record, and then she became famous. As she started to get on the Grand Ole Opry, and she appeared here and there, she got more famous. And then about 60, 61, this record, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, took off. Now, the song that they couldn't sell 5,000 of the year they released it has now sold 25 million copies.
And I think Home Alone probably helped that. It was a big song in that movie.
What did?
Home Alone, the movie Home Alone.
Oh, it's been in all kinds of movies and TV shows. It's the fourth most downloaded Christmas song since music could be downloaded. Now, we're going to play it. We do it in some ways. We're reluctant to do it. In other ways, we're proud to do it and proud to be the ones that stand up and say this is unacceptable.
And when you're walking through a mall or something,
I heard it
like
already.
That.
Heard it already out in a public place. I heard it playing, and I wanted to go in and go, do you know what you're playing?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have some effing pie.
Yeah.
It's crystal clear. Here it is. Hit the music here. Once again, we pretend we're music radio. My name is Frank O'Pinion. Here's the filthy Brenda Lee.
Rocking around Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung.
We'll tell you when it's coming.
It's so nice and cheerful right here.
Oh yes, it's happy. It's a trick.
Rocking around the Christmas tree. Let the Christmas spin.
Here comes the F word.
Uh-huh.
Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some.
Ooh. All right. Later we'll have some effing pie.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've heard it 200 times, 300 times. It still shocks me. Now, just isolate it so people can hear what's being played still to this day.
Later we'll have some pumpkin pie.
Couldn't be clearer. Be clearer. Now,
I can't even find a recipe for that online. I don't even know how to.
You will. Did you try to cook effing pie?
Yeah, well, sure. I mean, you hear about it and you go, oh, Brenda's thinking about it. It must be pretty tasty.
Try it with some whipped cream.
Well, we all know you go to Illinois and get that effing ham.
Yeah, you can.
Then there's Santa Baby. Eartha Kitt. Eartha Kitt recorded this. And again, the shocker, 1953 she recorded. She was a sultry nightclub performer. She had recorded a French song called C'est si bon, which means it's so good, and that kind of put her on the radar. And then at about the latter part of 1953, Joan Javits, who was the niece of Senator Jacob Javits, wrote Santa Baby just for Eartha Kitt. Now, till then, there was really only one novelty Christmas song, and it was I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, which is a really innocent, nothing dirty in it. The joke is, oh, you know, he looked just like Daddy.
Yeah.
Cute. So here comes the Santa Baby about a woman who she's been good, so she wants some expensive gifts, fur coat and a yacht. You know, she has expensive taste. By the way, this version of Santa Baby was in Driving Miss Daisy. It's been recorded by Taylor Swift, Natalie Merchant, Kylie Minogue. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes.
Pussycat Dolls, Leanne Rimes, Faith Evans, and Kelly Pickler. But the biggest seller of it is the one Madonna did. Now, what's interesting is, and we'll play a little Madonna in a minute, that filthy Madonna refused to even sing it the way Eartha Kitt did.
Oh, yeah.
About what he's doing with the Christmas list.
Yeah.
Here you go. Here it is.
Which one do you want to hear first?
I'd like Eartha's dirty version first. And then Madonna, the filthy Madonna, cleaning it up and singing it right.
Yeah.
Boo-boo to you. Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me.
That little kitten voice.
Been an awful
lures you right
good girl,
in.
Santa baby. So hurry down the chimney tonight.
Don't worry, we'll warn you. We'll warn you again when it's about to hit.
Santa Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue.
Light blue.
I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby. So hurry down the chimney.
Oh boy, it's coming up here soon.
I'm getting nervous.
Yes,
I'm getting nervous.
Actually,
we are
getting close. Look at this.
Up the FCC doesn't shut us down.
Think of all the fun I've missed.
Oh boy.
Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could
here
be
it comes.
Just as good.
Here it is right here.
If you check off my Christmas list.
We laugh, but it's nervous laughter.
Yes. Yes, it is.
It couldn't be clearer. Nobody says a word all these years. Years and years and years and years. With millions of radio listeners, thousands of stations, and they play it, and nobody says enough. Enough.
What is...
isolated, Peon.
All right.
What is Santa Claus doing?
If you check off my Christmas list.
Why are we the only ones?
I don't know.
Is it just us? I mean, are we the only people left who think there's no place...
And we have morals.
Thank you, Dan. Well said. We have morals. Now, we just have enough time, maybe. Have you found Madonna?
Yes.
Can you go forward a little bit?
Oh, yeah, I can go in.
That's a little faster.
Yeah, it's going.
It's a baby, an outer space convertible to light blue.
Like
I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight.
What voice she's doing.
I know. Oh.
Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed.
Oh.
Next year, I could be oh so good if you'll check.
Check.
Christmas.
Yes.
Okay. Check. She chose to do it the right way. If you check off. Wow, Madonna's filthy.
Not earthy.
Yeah.
She's filthy.
Yeah.
And even she said no.
Yeah.
No.
I think that was in the start of her career. She wasn't maybe comfortable enough to be as filthy.
And you know, that's a good point.
I am not doing this.
It was recorded in 87.
This is a Christmas song.
Yeah. I'm not about to say that what Earth mm-hmm. Kid said. Well, there you have it. I hope somebody appreciates what we're trying to do here. And we'll regularly, between now and Christmas, make sure that when you are... And I'll tell you what it's done for me. Like Dan said, if I'm out in public, and you're going to hear that, especially that Brenda Lee thing, you're going to hear it like 100 times. And every time you hear it, you'll think, there's the effing pie song.
Yeah.
That's what you'll think.
There's a song
about the effing pie.
That's right.
Oh, and that's that other song I hear playing where Santa J.O.'s on the...
on Eartha's list.
Yeah. All right, well, we've done our job, I think. Schaefer has a C in it, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. For those of you who just moved to St. Louis today or yesterday and you just got to town and you don't know what Schaefer is, let me tell you, it's a body shop. But it's not just a body shop like, you know, most body shops. In fact, it's not just it's 10. There are 10 locations. They're now in Columbia, Missouri. So welcome to St. Louis, new people. And while you're here and you're living here, if you have an accident, now that you're in St. Louis, here's the good news. You're living where there are Schaefer Auto Body Centers all around. As I said, 10 of them. And that's where you want your vehicle to be taken. That's where you tell the insurance company to take it. Unless you want a really crappy job, unless you want to take the insurance check, and I don't want to name the name of this joint, but they run national commercials where they say they'll paint your whole car for $495. If you want them to do it, okay. You'll get what you pay for. But if you want it done right, and that vehicle means something to you, and they're not cheap, I don't care whether you're buying a pre-owned. It's a lot of money to most people. You want it the way it was, like it never happened. And that's their slogan. It's like it never happened. Schaefer. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. You can find them online at SchaeferAutoBody.com.
Let's get a quick check on traffic now with Tim Weiland.
Well, no change downtown. They still have the ramp from westbound Poplar Street Bridge to southbound 55 shut down due to that overturned tractor trailer. We've got westbound 44 / eastbound 70 slowing down near Salisbury up to the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55, you're backed up to the ramp of the 44. Eastbound 40 is slowing now from Jefferson to the Poplar, and southbound 270 slow to stop and go from Page down to Doherty Ferry. This report brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. This Black Friday through Cyber Monday at Firestone Complete Auto Care, get a $70 Bridgestone Visa prepaid card with the purchase of four qualifying Bridgestone tires. See store or drive a Firestone.com for details. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
You want to hear this.
When you need accurate weather information to start your day,
remember, you've got Fox 2 meteorologist Glenn Zimmerman.
Every weekday.
Every weekday.
On the Big 550 KTRS.
Depend on it. People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? TLC Laser Eye Centers and Dr. Steven Wexler, one of the most experienced surgeons in St. Louis, are now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. You'll get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. Call right now and we'll schedule a free consultation so you can discover if LASIK's right for you. Individual results may vary. Call 1-800-700-0363. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 10% off your all-laser LASIK procedure. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free consultation, call 1-800-700-0363. 1-800-700-0363.
For vacuum sales, repairs, and solutions to your cleaning problems, see OK Vacuum on Manchester Road, a mile east of I-270 in De Pere, or at OKVac.com. They're your hometown cleaning experts.
More and more people are setting up prearranged funerals. I'm Kim Cutis for Cutis Funeral Home. The advantages of a Cutis prearranged funeral are many. Not only does it take that burden off your family, but it assures every aspect is taken care of. The Cutis prearrangement is done exactly as you want it. The price is frozen, and there are never additional costs or fees. Talk to me personally, Kim Cutis, or any of our professionals. There is never an obligation. Cutis Funeral Homes. Affordability with dignity since 1910.
Don't settle for watching football at home. Buffalo Wild Wings has wall-to-wall TVs, countless taps, and the ultimate football watching food. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
This is the Big 550 KT.